midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you say it's...
Half past. So.
Mm-hmm. Do you happen to have any other terms for that you commonly use?
I would just say 7:30. Which I halfway between 7 and 8.
Then, if it's about 15 minutes later than half past 8, you'd say it's about...
A quarter after.
And if it's 15 minutes later than half past 8, in other words, if it's 15 minutes prior to the next hour...
I'd say quarter off the hour.
If you're going to be doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite...
Quite a while. Or for a long time, I used to say.
Mm-hmm. Business wasn't very good last year, but I hope it will be better...
This year.
How old is Stacy?
Stacy? She's 19. She's be 2 in October.
Okay. And, I'm looking for a form here, so I'd like a sentence on this one. How old is David?
David will be 3 years old, the 11th of October.
Okay. If something happened on this day last year, you say it happened exactly...
A year ago today.
You look up into the sky like this afternoon before it rained, and you might say to somebody, I don't like the looks of those black...
Clouds.
On a spring day when the sun is shining and it's not too hot and there are no clouds in the sky, what kind of day do you say that is?
It's a beautiful day.
Okay. On a day, well, it'd have to be worse than today because the day wasn't all that bad looking all the time. But on a day where the clouds are low and things generally look bad, but it's not raining yet.
Oh, it's a dreary looking day though, isn't it? I've seen a lot of them lately.
What kind of day do you call
it? It's a dreary blue day.
Okay. When rain or snow is expected and the weather is in transition, what do you say the weather is doing then? The weather is...
Changing.
If it's been cloudy and then the clouds start moving out, you know, when the sun starts coming out, you say it looks like it's going to...
Clear up.
Getting the hang of this. It's going to be boring.
No, it's all right. I'll take the lead before.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Who'd you take one from?
Not
this kind. I didn't know whether you'd ever...
You know, most of your IQs are like this anyway.
Is that right? Verbal IQ?
This quarters and yes and no. And
so I've never had a verbal test like that.
Do you have?
No, not...
Written's that way too.
Yeah. Fill in the blanks and whatnot. And most of these things, to get the proper usage, you have to.
Yeah.
If you get a heavy rain or hard rain, say if you've had about an inch of rain in about an hour, you say you've had a regular...
Downpour.
What do you call a storm that has thunder and lightning?
Thunderstorm.
Okay. If the wind was very high during the night, you'd say, if you said this, you'd say all night long the wind...
Blew real hard.
That was bad, but it is what even harder in years past. Speaking of the wind again, you say it was bad last night, but it...
But it's even been worse in the past.
Mm-hmm. If you use the same word to describe it again, like you say it blew... last night, it was quite even harder in years past.
Well, it blew harder last year than this year.